You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk-In text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk-In text line. In addition to that, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you never miss any of the award-winning 1017 Truth to shows. Also, make sure y'all download the 1017 The Truth app today, because y'all can go back and listen to all your favorite shows. You can stream us live. I could stream the truth when I was in Portugal. You can listen to the app everywhere. So if you want to never miss any of your favorite shows, make sure you download the 1017 The Truth app or you subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, the technical difficulties have been repaired. Good to go. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, it's interesting y'all bring up them technical difficulties. Let me tell y'all, my job is not to fix technical difficulties no more. That's not my job. DJ Ricky, would you can just give a head nod and I'll let everybody know. Is that my job to fix technical difficulties nowadays? Oh, he gonna open up the mic.
It depends.
Oh, it depends. It depends. So
it depends. If it's fixable, yes. If it's not, no.
DJ Brother Z, he hit me up. I was like, the techs are there. And then DJ Ricky called me. I said, do I have to? And so then I came downstairs. I literally hung up to Ricky. I said, here I come.
You act like it was my fault.
No, I'm just saying. I was up there trying to get my show ready. I said, But happy to help anytime I can. But Truth Nation today, got a couple things on my mind that I wanted to discuss. And one of the first ones is really based off something that I saw before. And you know, this week I do a lot of scrolling, looking for different things. And today off the top, I want to talk about mental health, because I think mental health is something that's important to talk about. It's really a taboo topic in the black community. So I do want to address mental health because I heard something this week that made me happy, but also the comments made me sad. So this is what I got off the top.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Well, again, like I said, on social media, I saw a very powerful video of a woman who truly cares about the well-being of her man or somebody that she loves. Now, earlier this week, some of y'all may have heard the story already. I think Tori talked about it as well. Gucci Mane LaFleur. Rapper, his wife and him, Keisha K, or it's Keisha K, right? Oh, y'all don't know. Y'all not into it. They made headlines as she discussed her husband's battle with schizophrenia, mental health. And when they were having this conversation on The Breakfast Club, which is another show, they were talking about how, you know, his mental health impacts him and how it impacts the decisions they make and how they go about managing his mental health. And again, I was happy to be able to go on the internet and see Gucci Mane and his wife on such a powerful platform that the Breakfast Club is, that a lot of people know about. Shout out to Bailey Coleman for being the first person to syndicate the Breakfast Club anywhere in the country. It was right here in Milwaukee. And with that, it was cool to see them talking about mental health, because we all know that mental health in the Black community is this taboo topic, right? It's something that you just don't talk about. And I remember when I was in high school, and we used to make fun of the white kids that had to go to therapists. Like, they had mental health stuff. We thought something wrong with them, right? We used to make fun of them. Look at them crazy-ass white kids. Something wrong with them. That's what we used to say back in the day. Now, as I've noticed a lot of things as I get older, one thing we notice is that with age comes a lot of maturity and realizing that mental health is real and seeking assistance is okay, right? Like, you have to, at some point, you would hope most people get to that, you know, realization. I remember having conversations probably now 5 years ago with some of my friends talking about the mental health, and especially as, you know, when men get to their upper 20s and their early 30s, how mental health becomes something that, you know, it gets unlocked in our mind sometimes. Like, we get worse with our mental health with our age sometimes. And not being able to see a therapist or be able to manage that can be troublesome, right? And so, understanding that we need to get rid of some of the negative stereotypes around mental health, I was extremely disappointed in the community's reaction to when Gucci Mane's wife was discussing how she reacts when she knows her husband is going through an episode. So I want y'all to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, because I want y'all to just, we're going to play a snippet of this, of Gucci Mane and his wife, Keisha, talking about how they manage him through his mental health crisis and episodes. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube right now for y'all to see the video, courtesy of The Breakfast Club, or turn up your radio.
That, like, just trying to protect the business that you guys have built. While
I have a system, personally, I take his apps off his phone. First thing I do, I delete Instagram. I delete everything. Even if I got to change his password, I'm changing it, because I don't need the public to know he's having an episode. Mm-hmm. You realize you'd never know about any other episodes since September 13th, because I control that. Because you're not going on Instagram, you're not going on Twitter, it's deleted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just control everything at home. And now, before the episodes come, I catch it. So that's why he hasn't had another one. And how you catch that is, he doesn't speak to you. He wants to be left alone. He don't eat. He does not sleep. Text messages, there's a period after each word. And I'm like, you're going through an episode. You're sick. No, I'm not. Ain't that wrong with me? Why do you think that? You're not speaking to me. Well, there's nothing to talk about. I said, well, that's not how you speak to your wife. And I'm like, you're sick. And we snap out of it right then.
Wow.
You know, we heard Kim this week say how Kanye just used to give away their cars and stuff when he would go through episodes. And in the book, you talk about,
I did that.
You just used to be giving away stuff.
I gave away jewelry.
Money.
Jewelry cost so much. Money. You know how much it costs for jewelry? Mm-hmm. Like, I gave away, I would give my friends jewelry, and like they know I went well, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They took advantage of you.
I felt like, damn, they know I was, something was going on with me, but they'll take it. So it's like, when I got out of jail, like, I cut off all my friends. My old friends come, like, damn, they were taking advantage.
Like, I wonder what the psychology is behind that. Like, why when you're going through an episode, you
give
feel
away money? And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about
your
nothing.
Because the money don't, it's not, you're kind of like in a warped world.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, it's a psychosis. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you're dealing with stuff like, you're hearing voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have voices.
You know, and you're hearing voices too. Like, it's telling you to, you know, you might think that Charlamagne trying to, I might think that you're trying to fight me. You ain't even did nothing. Mm-hmm. We be like, bro, I ain't did nothing to you. What's wrong? Like, mm-hmm. I'll be like, trying to fight you, Charlamagne, like, mm-hmm. you did this, you know what you did? You stole something from me. And you be like, bro, I ain't stole nothing from you. But in my mind, I'm like, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. So that's what I used to deal with.
How did therapy and the self-work change your relationship with anger? And, like, do you still wrestle with that same inner voice that you talk about throughout the book?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's like I seen a therapist. I got taking medicine that prescribed for me, what she thought, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had any other problems.
And so when I hear that, and again, that was from The Breakfast Club, when I hear that, I was happy, right? I'm happy to hear a black man who is famous talk about his mental health right there with his wife, his queen, right by his side. But what bothered me is seeing some of these fools on the internet saying she was being too controlling and trying to dictate what he can and can't do, and that bothered me. It bothered me. Some people say, oh, she's just telling him that he's crazy. And we have to understand that mental health is real, and I feel like too many black men are suffering in silence from mental health. 833-212-1017. Where did this negative stigma around mental health come from? Especially here in the black community, because there's some of y'all right now who are listening who may know somebody who's struggling with mental health within your family, who's denying it. Again, 833-212-1017. What made us believe that we should just pray on it, right? Why should we just go read the Bible, go to church to pray on mental health? Why should we as a community and as a people have to keep it inside and figure it out on our own? Again, 833-212-1017. Because I look at so many artists and people like Gucci Mane, like Chris Brown. Chris Brown abusing the women that he has abused, the outbursts that he has had, and all that, that is probably a sign of some type of mental trauma, some type of stress that it may be, I don't know. I don't know if he medicated or not. Maybe undiagnosed or maybe untreated. Lil Wayne's use of drugs and how he almost died with, you know, overdosing and things like that. Probably has something to do with some mental trauma. Michael Jackson, I'm sure he had mental trauma that he went through. And so clearly for me, when I think about all these legendary individuals, there's a pattern of probably some struggles with mental health that's unaddressed. And then I also reflect back onto my own life. And obviously I am a human being, right? And I have my good days. I have my bad days. I have my happy days. I have my sad days, right? I have the days where I'm calm and I'm chill. And then I have times where I get angry. Like, it is what it is. I'm a human being. We have emotions. But we all have some type of trauma that we have to deal with, or we simply just suppress. I know me, I suppress everything. I just keep moving. I just keep rocking. That's all it is. And at some point, you might suppress so much that your health can't handle it no more. And so I have to be mentally aware of that. I talk to my lady all the time. I'm like, I'm good. I'm seeing good. I know I'm a little crazy, but I'm good, right? But again, I might be suppressing some stuff. So I think back to also people who I know. And one thing that a lot of people do is they use alcohol and they use drugs as a coping mechanism. And that's not just black people. That's just a lot of people who use it as a coping mechanism. But when I speak specifically to our community with the so much outside trauma that we have to deal with and we have to overcome, I just think back to folks who I know, right? And I remember I did this reflection a while ago. And when you look at studies have shown that there's a correlation between depression and alcohol use among black men. That's something that's important to know and something important to understand. And I know some people who have used drugs and through that drug use at a young age, unlock something in their mind. That is something that people say is that individuals who use drugs at a young age, specific drugs, smoke marijuana, teenager, you know, you're talking about smoking weed at 13, 14, 15, all the way to your 30s. It can unlock something in your mind. There's probably somebody y'all know who got something unlocked in their mind where schizophrenia comes out. And the thing that sucks about this and that people suffering and struggling with this is that how do you tell somebody that they need help? Like, I'll be honest, I've looked it up before. I've Googled it before because I want to make sure, because again, I know people, right? How do you tell people they need help? How do you tell people that these outbursts or the bottle or whatever they use to cope? How do you tell them, hey, maybe we got to chill? And again, I just think back to, I remember, again, people I know battling through stuff. And I remember I had a friend who was battling stuff. And the hardest thing was knowing that somebody's going through this battle and there's nothing that you can truly do to help them because it's beyond you. And then the thing I recall is I remember people asking me, oh, what's going on with this person? What's going on with this person? With a negative mindset. And, you know, you don't want to disrespect anybody. You want to keep people's lives private. And you so bad want to defend them. But that is that's their story. You don't want to put their business out there. So it's just hard. And I remember another time where I was with one of my friends and we hanging out. We go back. We drinking. We having a good time. And I just remember she started having like an anxiety attack, a mental health anxiety attack. And I just remember the hyperventilation, right? I remember saying, well, what is going on? And I remember she opened up the Calm app because the Calm app was able to bring her back down. But I remember that was something that I was like, damn, that's wild. But there was nothing. I felt so helpless because I couldn't do anything in that moment. I just felt like a helpless bystander at that point. And so when I saw this story about Gucci Mane and I saw this, you know, the pushback that she was getting, as in his wife was getting, I was highly disappointed. I was highly disappointed because I understand that there are people who are listening here today that are struggling with mental health. And what we have to do is we have to tear down these walls of thinking that this is not okay. At some point, our community, and I do think, I know I make fun of Gen Z. I say they soft and sensitive and in tune with their feelings, but that's a good thing. I'd rather have them be more in tune with their feelings and getting the help and assistance they need than get to the age of 35, 40, 45, 50 and coping with the bottle, coping with drugs, coping with things that won't actually heal the problem that you have. So again, I know I've talked about mental health before, but anytime I see mental health popping in popular culture, like you see they talked about Kim and Kanye, because let me tell you, Kanye didn't find him a good one. Gucci did. Kim Kardashian, I don't know their relationship, but what I do know is, and I'm sure she suffered through a lot in that relationship, I'm sure, and I'm sure she tried to help in different ways. But I really do feel like if you have a person that truly deeply cares about you, they're going to do everything they can to make sure you address your mental health. And again, I don't know they personal issues, but when I heard her talking about, I take his phone, as in Gucci Mane phone, and I see the signs of it, and I try to help him control that, I thought that was great. And I was sad to see people trying to knock her for actually caring about her man and the well-being of her man and the well-being of her family. But 833-212-1017, why is there such a stigma in the Black community when it comes to mental health? Like, at what point do we finally break through? And I'm not around the young kids no more, nor do I ask my young family members I know about mental health, but I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to have to check in on them because life can be traumatic at all different ages. So 833-212-1017. I am interested to know, why is it that it seems like mental health is a taboo topic in the Black community? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. When we come back, we'll continue answering this question. I'll take your texts, I'll take your calls, I'll check your comments on YouTube, and we'll continue this conversation on. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We've got a good show for you today.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Perfect Packer game starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score and protect the end zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable, only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Rhea, you know who the Packers play this weekend?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. You heard the sports? No, the sports update didn't play yet today. Why is this game so important?
Because Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback.
Girl, when you start knowing about the footballs. Oh, wait. Is that Zach feeding you information?
No.
Zach, why are you in there feeding her information?
I didn't know who they play, but I do know the importance against them and the Steelers.
Oh, he said Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he told me.
Oh. So,
sorry.
If y'all say so. But visit AmFam.com today. That's AmFam.com today. You get insurance quote near you. But 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. And on the other side, I was talking about mental health. And I just think it's imperative, important that we start having this open dialogue and conversation about it. I know for me, the household that my children are going to be raised in, there's two different philosophies, parenting philosophies. I'm a little bit more stern. And when it comes to mental health, right, that's going to be new. Because my mama ain't never said, Kyle, how your mental health doing? My dad ain't said, how your mental health doing? They say, how you doing? Everything good. They check in on me. But but they ain't never checked on my mental health. I ain't really, that don't mean they don't love me. It just, you know, it ain't a question that they ask. And so I think that's going to be an adjustment for me to talk about feelings with my children. I just don't want my kids walking around in school asking everybody how they feelings is. Would people be like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, hey, Mr. Teacher, Miss Teacher, how are your feelings today? No, Rhea said, that'd be a good thing.
Why would that be a bad thing to ask someone how they're feeling?
No, I'm just saying, I want my kid asking everybody, hey, Sam.
Why does your kid sound like that?
They're a child. What do you think kids sound? Hey, Sam. I don't know. They're children. But you can go on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Do you think discussing mental health is taboo in the black community? Yes or no? That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call in and text into the conversation by calling in at 833-212-1017. I do see some of y'all chimed in on the conversation today. Now, I do want to transition into something else as well, because, again, this is a scroll day. I'm going to call it a scroll Friday of what I scrolled and saw on social media. And so I saw something else on social media as well as I was scrolling up and down. I don't think Rhea has seen this one yet. And my question for y'all, Truth Nation, is what do you do? What do you do when the government of the United States perpetuates stereotypes of black people? What are we to do? What are we to do when the government uses imagery of young black men in a negative light to try to perpetuate stereotypes, but also to try to get a visceral response from those who support? What are you to do when the government shares a post of imagery of black men on social media and says F-A-F-O with these black men in this video? What are we to do? Now, Truth Nation, I want to shed some light on a video that surfaced last week, a post that surfaced last week, and there's been a discussion about it. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can see the video that was shared by the Department of Homeland Security. Go to 1017 The Truth for your opportunity to see this video. I can't play the language from this video because the language in the video is way too strong for us to be able to play. But I do want y'all to be able to see the video, and so you can see the language on there, and you can see what the video says. And then Rhea as well, when you get a point, minimize the video so they can see the tweet and so they can see what was said by the government about these young black brothers. So if y'all take a look on 1017 The Truth on the YouTubes, what you will see is a video of black boys, right? And it says, ICE, we're on the way. Word in the streets is cartels put $50,000 bounty on y'all. And it shows a group of black men. It looks like they're at a park, right? It shows a lot of their faces as well, or half their faces. And some of them full faces shown in this video. Now, this video was shared by the Homeland Security. And what they posted on Twitter, it said, F-A-F-O, if you threaten or lay hands on our law enforcement officials, we will hunt you down and you will find out really quickly. We'll see you coward soon. That is what was tweeted out. And again, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so you can actually see the video of the brothers. Now, again, if that was true, right? If it was true that was a video where these black men were threatening ICE, then okay, I get it. I get it. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's proper to do. But I understand what they're trying to do because it showed these young black men trying to portray. I don't think they even had guns. And so with that response of that F around and find out, okay, that's aggressive, but that's what y'all do. But this is where the problem comes, Truth Nation, is that video that the United States government, Homeland Security, the video that they shared, Truth Nation, it came out that the original post was posted on TikTok, and the original post was from a while ago, and guess what? The caption that was on that specific video that was reshared by our government, the Department of Homeland Security, wasn't the actual real caption. They took a fake video because the original video was towards Iran. It was threatening Iran, not threatening ICE. But somebody on the internet took the video and edited it to make it seem like they were threatening ICE. So now
the fact that the facts of the information came out where they were actually referencing Iran in the real video, and somebody edited the video and said it was ICE, so the caption was different. Our government hasn't put out an apology. And what's crazy is that how can a United States government have so much technology and be duped like this? Our government right now is incompetent and it is sloppy. This is the Department of Homeland Security that is in charge of protecting this country. They're in charge of protecting this country, but they can't decipher what is real, what is fake. And then on top of that, they don't have the gumption or the balls to be able to retract what they said. They literally shared a video of young black men threatening the black men to say F around and find out. That's what they did. They threatened young black men in a video, and come to find out the video was fake. It wasn't about ICE, and they are yet to come out and openly say, okay, yep, nope. We shared, they didn't take it down. It's still up because we just clicked on it. They didn't take it down. They didn't put in a correction. All they did is they allow for it to continue to be out there. And my question is why? Why? ICE is openly okay with using the imagery of black men to be targeted. And they are just as bad as the police officers in different academies that when they go to target practice, they use the imagery of a black man as target practice to shoot the black man. That's how bad that is. This is what some people voted for. And I guess for me, it is easy for them to do this because there won't be outrage from folks who matter. And I promise y'all, if this was a Southern looking white guy who maybe had on some Confederate flags on his shirt, they wouldn't have bothered to share the video. And they wouldn't have bothered to try to make a point out of it. But what they understood, Truth Nation, is when you reshare imagery of young black boys who may look like thugs to them, you will get a visceral response from a community. And that is what they're trying to do. They don't give a damn that it was wrong, that it was fake news, as they call it. They don't care that they shared people's image on social media and they could be endangering people. They didn't care about that. All they cared about was making a statement, and they refused to correct themselves. That is the worst thing that you could potentially do. But because, again, it is black folks, they feel like they can willy-nilly do whatever the hell they want. And right now, we have an administration and a president who consistently calls Black Lives Matter the slogan as being a symbol of hate. Some people in the administration think Black Lives Matter, which is an organization that I don't think does much of anything, but an organization that they think should be labeled as a terrorist group. But then he'll go to one of his rallies and see a dozen or hundreds of Confederate flags flying at his rallies, but he won't label that a symbol of hate. So I just took issue with this video because this video was depicting black men doing something that they were not doing. That was not the intended message of it. And the fact that the United States government won't actually come back and say, hey, we're going to delete this video. We shared a video that was inaccurate. We do want to say that it is not, we will not stand for anybody trying to threaten ICE. Our ICE agents who are out there trying to do whatever they claim they're trying to do, that would be cool. But nope, it's still up. That video, I believe, what day? Can you see what day that was posted, Rhea, on there? That video was posted, I want to say, just about a week ago. I feel like it got posted last Friday, potentially. The Department of Homeland Security posted a video of these black men and haven't retracted it, haven't corrected it, haven't decided to do anything. October 17th, thank you. So that's a week ago. Not a peep. But they sure, the administration sure came out quickly to say Donald Trump wasn't finna do nothing for Diddy. But 833-212-1017. I'm just, why would the government reshare a false video and a fake video and not retract when they found out it was a fake video? Do you think they purposely shared these black folks to try to fire up their base who can't stand black people? 833-212-1017. The caller, I see you. Al, I see you. I see the talking text line. I see y'all on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. When we come back, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. We'll continue on with this conversation. And during the break, I want you to play that video during the break. So go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube during the break. And matter of fact, you can play the whole video with the volume. Ah, no, don't play the volume on YouTube because they cuss. So just go ahead, just keep looping it. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walker. Take your calls or take your text next, but make sure y'all go to YouTube to see the video that was shared by the United States government. That was a fake video depicting black men threatening ICE and sitting there telling black men, F around and find out, and calling these black men cowards when in reality, they weren't even addressing ICE. The government has not said, oh, that was inaccurate, oh, that was wrong. No, they're just allowing for the stereotype to be perpetuated, and I wonder why. This is Truth to Power, Kyle Wolf. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Walsh, your host of Truth to Power. And I shared a video on social media here, or I shared it on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And the video is of, it portrays black boys, or I should say black young men, as if they were threatening ICE. In reality, they were actually threatening Iran. Now, the original video was not the one that was reshared by the Department of Homeland Security on social media. It was actually the fake doctored video. The person who came up with the original video, and all it took was some folks on social media to figure this out, found out that the video that was shared by our government was fake. And they know that it was fake. They can see the posts and people responding. But for some reason, they haven't retracted the video. They haven't deleted the video. They haven't clarified the statement. But instead, they have the imagery of these black boys up here talking about F around and find out. And portraying these black boys as if they truly did threaten the federal government. And I'm trying to understand, how is it possible that our federal government shared a fake video of black teens and depicting them as thugs and have not retracted the statement and said, oh, we apologize that this was fake? I'm just curious of why they haven't done that. But 833-212-1017, the caller, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts about this conversation?
Kyle Wallace, this is another example of them saying to heck or to H-E-L-L hockey sticks with all logic, because there were follow-up videos, as you stated, where this young man talked about how he was actually being more patriotic by threatening an enemy of the United States for some things that they said. But what they're doing, Kyle, is they're daring groups like Truth Nation and people like you who are brilliant with microphones to keep this story going the same way. You know how when the thing about Diddy with the baby oil was going on, how black people talked about that for a long time because it's sexy and interesting to talk about a rich, powerful man. So they're daring us to give them that same energy where we continually talk about how goofy they are in positions like Homeland Security and how it actually is a threat to us for them to be as ignorant as they are, to paint him as the enemy when we have real enemies who intend to do harm to all Americans, and they share information about where our soldiers are. They're daring us to keep that information as live as we do information about celebrities. Most of the time when they're black, you know, we hear this on black content everywhere. But when something like this, or the young man who in his self-defense wound up stabbing two people who were attacking him, we're not talking about that. You know, Diddy, we're still talking about 2 years later. So what I'll challenge you and Truth Nation to do is to keep these type of stories just as alive as we did the baby oil because it was funny.
Yeah, the Carmelo Anthony story down in Texas where the twin boys, it seemed like, may have surrounded Carmelo Anthony. He ended up stabbing one. They're trying to figure out if it was self-defense or not. That is definitely going to be a story that we see in the news, because right now when that eventually goes to trial, that's going to be one that's going to unfortunately rile up a race-based controversy between whites and blacks in America. That is what we're going to see. I'm just going to let all the facts come out, because I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
I don't know if it was self-defense or not, but what I do know is it was indeed a tragedy. Thank you so much to caller for chiming in. You can again watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share as well. But also at 833-212-1017, that is The Truth Talking Text Line. We can call in and text in. And Daphne on the Talking Text Line said, but Kyle, that could have been the point of the whole video. The government using this video knowing it was fake, but just using it for their own propaganda. Wouldn't that be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame for them to utilize the black face and understanding when people see black folks in certain neighborhoods here in this country, they get scared, they get nervous. Again, it takes me back to when I was coming up, when I was young, about 14 years old, we were walking down the street. And again, I understand when you're a young lady, you see men, you're going to go to the other side. But I remember she was probably older than us. She saw us walking, me and my boy walking, and she decided she was going to walk on the other side. She walked all the way across the street to walk away from us. We heard our own former president, Barack Obama, talk about how when he got in the elevator, somebody, you know, brought their purse closer to their chest. These are just things that we have to deal with as black men. So I guess they fully understand the fact that they can utilize imagery of African Americans and depict them a certain way to enrage the folks they want. And I believe it was Lee Atwater who used dirty tricks back in the day to try to be anti-black, to try to make people, you know, use race and use imagery of African Americans to help win an election. But 833-212-1017, Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts is when somebody grabs their purse, you politely say, I don't want none of your debt. But here's something that they cannot fight. Why y'all not exposing the fact that a lot of them raise child molesters and terrorist shooters? Because they're popping up in media every day. That's what they breed and that's what they raise. So you can put black people on display every day. But they ain't sitting there raping their newborn babies and recording it. They ain't sitting there having a sex party with their son and daughter and impregnating their 11-year-old daughter. So why black, all these things y'all got to do is expose them. And that's coming straight from their bloodline on what they created. So, and that's something they can't argue. They're the number one leaders in raping dogs and cats. Incest, bestiality, rape, pedophilia. Give them their real truth, but I bet you they'll be very quiet about that. Some of them sleeping with their sons and daughters right now. Why you think their children are coming out all messed up? They know what they breed. They know what they raise. Fight fire with a bigger fire, except you bring facts. And that's something they can't argue. Have a great day and a great weekend, by the way. Bye-bye.
I appreciate that, Al. 833-212-1017. Yeah, I just think back. I remember in history class, I learned about Lee Atwater, who was, I would say, a dangerous person with the strategy he had for politics as he led the Republican Party. And I know they had the Republican ad strategy, and they used Willie Horton to try to instill fear of African Americans and white folks during an election. And so it just reminds me of how they use our imagery in order to try to get their point across, because they understand there won't be any repercussions for those actions. But 833-212-1017. I just wanted to have a conversation about this video because I saw it and it bothered me. But before we go to break, I do want to let y'all know, One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, you can make One Call, That's All, and he and they will take care of the rest. And what I love about Gruber Law Offices is they focus on the legal aspect, so you as a client can focus on healing. And also, just know, like, representation is their priority, but also you never have to pay out of pocket. You don't have to worry about the stress of having to pay somebody up front. No. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. And they have won a lot of cases. They are one of the best personal injury law firms in the Midwest, definitely one of the largest as well, and they get results that speak for themselves. So if your loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know what to do. Make One Call, That's All, to Gruber Law Offices at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666, or visit them at gruber-law.com. It's One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
WIAA playoffs is back, and the Marquette University Hilltoppers are looking to get back to a state championship like they won 2 years ago. Tonight, they travel to Sussex Hamilton to take on the Sussex Hamilton Chargers. It should be a great matchup. Make sure you tune in tonight. Programming pregame starts at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7 right here on 101.7 The Truth. And always remember, all high school sports is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Make sure you all tune in as it is win or go home for the Marquette University High School Hilltoppers as they take on the Sussex Hamilton Chargers in the first round of the WIAA playoffs. Also, in addition to that, make sure you tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday. That's today at 3:57 p.m. between the Tori Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be joined by Chandra Williams, CEO of Breast Cancer Models, Inc. She will discuss how she turned her battle with breast cancer into an inspirational story for others to have the feeling of pretty again despite their cancer journey. So again, that is the Black Business Give Back Spotlight with Breast Cancer Models, Inc., today at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It is a great story. Definitely make sure y'all tune in at 3:57 for that. I was able to do that interview, and it is inspirational to be able to hear her story. But 833-212-1017, that is the True Talking text line. This is Truth to Power here with Kyle Wallace. And I do want to wrap up today's show on a different note here. And I had the opportunity, because it is the end of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Women's Health we're focused on. And I had an opportunity this month to be able to go and attend the National Association of Black Journalists Women's Health panel. It's a really good panel, really good panel. Now, I was just going there to support NABJ, support Cherie Harris, our former general manager of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, who has spoken on this station about her journey through breast cancer. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, I was just expecting a conversation about women's health. Like, I'm just expecting to hear about health. And I realized when I got there that the target audience was more black women. It was for women, but more targeted for black women. The conversations that were being had was a little bit, you know, I felt like I was kind of behind the scenes of some girl talk. I was one of very few men there. Dr. Ken was there, too. My brother Gerald Hyler was there, and some brothers from NABJ were also there, but It was interesting, but really fulfilling and really good conversation. I felt like I was listening into a conversation which wasn't intended for me, but I really found it to be extremely valuable. And because when you hear about what black women face in healthcare, it's different. Because I understand the disparities, and I understand the fact that, you know, when we talk about pain, they don't always listen to us and they think we have a higher pain tolerance. You hear about all that. But hearing these women discuss their stories really resonated with me. It was a reminder that we have to advocate for our health. And I had an opportunity myself to go advocate for my health. I went to the doctor last week, I believe. Oh, was it this week? Might have been last week. Went to the doctor last week. And I'm glad that the timing worked out, because after listening to them talk about how it is so important to advocate for your health and understanding that when you go to your doctor, do know that your primary care physician, or when you go to a doctor, remember, you're paying them, right? So they are there to help you, and you need to advocate for yourself. And so it was encouraging for me to be able to go there to my doctor and ask the questions that I wanted to ask, and, you know, get, you know, encourage them to say, hey, what about this? What about that? Because that was my time with them. And so one of the most powerful things that I did hear when I was at this National Association of Black Journalists Milwaukee chapter Women's Health panel earlier this month was, I heard about the disparities in health, and I understood, though, but there's small things that could help save lives. And there's some things when you don't work in the profession, or some things when you're not going to these type of panels and these type of conversations, that you may not think about. And so one of the things is that they talked about is around health screenings. And in Milwaukee, you'll hear about all these free clinics that offer breast cancer screenings for many different women and different health screenings, which is phenomenal, which is great to have these local organizations that are in our communities down the street from many people's block house to be able to walk down the block to be able to go get checked up on. Like, that's what we encourage. But something that really stood out to me was, though these clinics are here to save lives, are doing great work, one thing you don't think about is you don't always think about quality of care. You think of quality of care, but you don't think about quality of the equipment as well. And something they spoke of is that talked about how around Milwaukee, there are these clinics that offer these free screenings for women in our community, which is great. But the problem is that the technology being used is outdated. They're not using the best technology out there that could potentially save a life or give you early detection. From the conversation I was hearing, some of the equipment was so outdated that there are few technicians who actually know how to properly use the technology. So what that does is it limits what we could potentially find, right? It limits the depth we can go in and try to help somebody with their health. And that makes a huge difference. That's a big deal. So when someone decides to go to their local clinic to get life-saving screenings, we need to make sure they're getting the most accurate information that they could potentially get. One of the women on the panel talked about, she was a doctor. And she told the story, and she's a doctor. So just hear that out. She told the story how she went to one place, but they didn't have the best top-notch technology. And we're talking about, she lived in the burbs. She said, I went to a place in Oconomowoc, and Oconomowoc didn't have the highest standard screening. So I went to a place, let's say Pewaukee. And Pewaukee had the best technology, and Pewaukee was able to detect something that I could not see in Oconomowoc, which allowed for me to see that I have early stages, which allows for me to get the care that I need to help be preventative. See, that is important. And so for me, it really connected because of the fact that this is information you just don't get every single day. Not the stories you get to hear, right? These aren't just things you get to hear day to day. And it reminded me that it is so important that we have access. And it's important for us not to just advocate for access, but also advocate for access to the best technology out there. So if we're going to have these clinics in Milwaukee, we need to have the deep pockets of folks out here. I done been to all these different fundraisers where they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. We need to make sure that we have some of these fundraisers for these community clinics that are doing great work to ensure that they have the best technology to serve our community and help our community lead and live a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. Because that matters. The quality of care matters. We need to enhance the technology, enhance the quality of care that folks get in our communities. This is what has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Shout out to y'all, Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all chiming in all week long. Make sure y'all keep it locked because the Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4, Truth Nation. I'm up out of here. Love y'all. Peace out. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed weekend. I'll see y'all next week, Monday.
Can you drive that bucket soul? Milwaukee Panthers basketball is back. On Saturday afternoon, the Panthers host the UW Parkside Rangers.
4 seconds left in the half. KP contested three. Oh!